Hey, we really appreciate y'all for tuning in. You already know what time it is.
Nah, nah. Welcome to the podcast. We gon' keep on pounding, juke them out. This cleats boy, I'm too fast. Hit the field, no, we gon' spaz. CMC gon' run it back. Defense out here going crazy. Super Bowl, we want it back.
Pause up.
It's only us at the top. It's time to rock, no, we won't stop. Open it up, I need that block.
What is up, my people? Welcome to the Nine Lives Panthers podcast, where we don't die. We too busy talking about this Carolina football. Appreciate y'all for rocking with me today. Today, I want to talk about Christian McCaffrey. As elite, and I say elite as Christian McCaffrey is, he has one crucial flaw. And we're going to get into that today. Before we get started, make sure y'all subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast, so y'all can keep rocking with us. Now, this is not a Christian McCaffrey bashing pod. You know, I'm not here to drag him. I'm not here to talk dirty. You know what I mean? I'm not here to do any of that. You know, I want to talk about what he's good at. And then I want to talk about this flaw. But we're going to start by talking about what he's good at, because I'm not going to dog him here. So the one obvious thing about Christian McCaffrey is that he is a workhorse back. He can get you at least 4 yards per carry, which I think is a sweet spot for a workhorse back. If you're going to give somebody a large amount of carries, it should be able to at least get you 4. Anything over that is obviously better, you know. And Christian actually averages 4.6 yards for his career. So awesome, you know. I ain't got nothing bad to say about that. That is amazing. He also has this elite ability to make the first guy miss. And when you talk about a guy who you like to get out in space, always being able to make that first guy miss is crucial. You know, it's something that we're going to miss, you know, from Christian going forward while he's out for this 2-3 weeks, however long it's going to be. They didn't IR him, so I'm guessing that it won't be longer than 3 weeks. It's something that we're going to miss. I don't think that we have that on our running back position group right now. You know, we can see if somebody can grow into that, you know. Cough, cough, Chuba. Wake up, Chuba. We need you now. You know what I mean? But as of right now, you know, we're definitely going to miss that. And it's an elite ability that a lot of running backs don't have. So making the first guy miss is definitely crucial. It's definitely integral, you know, to being an elite running back. And on top of making the first guy miss, CMC also has the elite ability to break runs for long gains consistently. Now, this isn't something that we've seen much of in 2021. It's also something that we didn't see a lot of in 2020. But to be fair, he did not play a lot of games in either one of those games. He still ate up yards in the games that he played. He didn't break too many. But what we've seen the most of this was his best year in the year where he's played, the last year where he's played the most games, you know, and that is 2019. 2019 was the year that we've seen him break a lot of big runs. The first one that comes to my mind is that one versus Jacksonville, where he just kind of sprung right out, and then he hit that second level and he was gone. Nobody was catching him. And it's something that I believe he got better at, you know, and it was his third year when he was really started coming on doing that. And I think it was a gradual increase in his ability to be able to break those runs. I think he got better at being able to, when he hits that daylight, to have that correct form in order to, you know, not be caught, not to be trailed, you know. He, and in 2019, it was like once he found that daylight, you weren't catching him, you know. So that was awesome, you know. Love that, and that's definitely elite ability that some running backs have. It doesn't have to be an ability that all elite running backs have, but when you got one who can break, you know, those home run runs, you got one. You got a great one. So definitely love that about CMC. The obvious thing that makes him not just elite, but different than a lot of other backs in this league, not named Alvin Kamara, is his ability to catch passes from the backfield, from the slot, And if you, even if you asked him to line up all the way outside, he could also run those routes and catch those passes. Coming into the draft, a lot of people wanted CMC to change his position from running back to a slot receiver, just a wide receiver in general, but definitely working out of the slot because of his elite route running ability. And that's just something that, like I said, outside of Alvin Kamara, there's a lot of good pass catching running backs in this league, but guys who can be that precision of a route runner. And also, I want to go in and throw in here my next point. His ability to catch the ball and be such a reliable target is an elite ability that a lot of other running backs don't have. Alvin Kamara's the only guy I can think of. Dalvin Cook's really good as far as receiving, but I don't think he has the route running ability of Alvin Kamara or, you know, our guy, big boy, CMC. You know what I'm saying? So going into the whole reliability, his catch percentage is off the charts. You're talking about a guy that is over 90% in his catch percentage for his career. And yes, he catches a lot of runs from the back. I mean, a lot of passes from the backfield. So I'll give you that. But it's not even just about that. He catches a lot of passes over the middle from the backfield with linebackers or safeties or whoever draped on him. And, you know, he's catching contested targets. And if you threw the ball to him downfield, we don't do that as much. But if you threw the ball to him downfield, I think you'd be surprised at just how, you know, strong-handed this guy is when catching with a defender draped all over him. His catch percentage overall is just insane. You know, I just want to make that point. And then the last point I want to make about Christian is his short area quickness. And this kind of ties in with his ability to make guys miss, but short area quickness can also be just the ability to navigate through a hole. You know, you're running through, you know, the offensive line who've broken up this hole for you. But in the NFL, these holes are not always perfect. Sometimes you have to figure out where daylight is. You're not just walked into daylight. So I think Christian McCaffrey does a great job considering the fact that he's never played with an elite running offensive line. He does do a great job of being able to find the holes and get his yards. And that's a lot of that has to do with his short area quickness, you know. But another thing is definitely when you're getting him out on the outside, or if you're getting him out in space, that ability to just be so shifty, you know, he'll make the first guy miss. If you get him out in space, he'll make the first guy miss, the second guy miss, the third guy miss. He'll make a bunch of dudes miss. You know, it's like he can definitely make the first guy miss, but that short area quickness can lead him to make the whole defense look like fools. And we've seen a lot of that in 2019. You know, I feel like as of late, we haven't been seeing much of that, but we got to, you know, pump the brakes a little bit because he's only played a total of about 5.5 games in the last 2 years, and now he's about to be injured again. So that's that. So now we're going to talk about this one fatal flaw. And let me not say fatal, because when I say fatal, it almost seems like it'll be his downfall. And I don't think it'll be his downfall. It's a crucial flaw, because for a workhorse back, and let me make it clear, I'm talking about for a workhorse back, for a guy that you're going to rely on game in and game out to give you anywhere from 15 to even 30 carries, you know, like outside of, you know, catches, this is just for a workhorse running back, because this is the position that Christian McCaffrey plays. He doesn't want to be a scat back. He doesn't want to be a receiver. You know, he don't want to be known as any of these guys. He doesn't even, it's to this point now where I'm not going to say he doesn't, but we are, as an organization, refusing to even let him, you know, play with a tandem, or dare I say a committee of running backs, to take some of the pressure off of him, who can have, you know, strength where he's not so strong at, you know. But let me get into this before I go off on a tangent and have y'all sitting here looking crazy. So this one crucial flaw is Christian McCaffrey's abilities as a short yardage back. Now, I know when I say this, some of y'all are going to try to come for me and be like, you know, you crazy. He's great in the short yardage. He's good. You know, he's solid. And then there's a whole nother, you know, population, if you will, of y'all who, when I said that, the first thing that came to your mind was that Tampa Bay run in 2019. that Cam game, that fourth down play, you know? Or maybe not that one, but maybe another run in 2019 or 2020. Hell, you might be thinking about last week when, you know, he got stomped on that fourth down run versus New Orleans, what, a week before. So it's like, if you know, you know, and if you don't want to believe, then you want to get angry and you want to be like, oh, he's the best ever. But like, let's get into this, man, because I don't need no speculation. You feel me? I got receipts. You know what I'm saying? I went and did my homework and I went and checked this out. So what I'm talking about specifically when I say short yardage is 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, and 3rd and 2, and 4th and 2. And as well as, you know, 2 and less to go at the goal line situation. So we're talking about 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, 3rd and 2, 4th and 2, 3rd and goal, 4th and goal from the 2-yard line, the 1-yard line, or anything less than that. Because those are the crucial short down plays for me. These are the plays that you want your workhorse back to be money at, because they mean so much at certain parts of the game, you know. And then red zone in general, if we 3rd or 4th and goal and I'm calling on you, I need this, you know what I mean? And I get it. Like I said earlier, Christian didn't have the best blocking, but there's a lot of guys who can get it done when the first guy meets you at the line, the first opponent, whether that be defensive lineman, linebacker, cornerback, you can take that blow and churn through, you know, and get that play when we need it, you know? And I just don't see that enough out of Christian. I think we need good blocking a lot of the time, or there's an issue, you know? So let's get into it. To the people who believe that this is not an issue, I just want to go ahead and read off all of Christian McCaffrey's short yardage plays, you know, of my criteria, those, what I just mentioned earlier, all of those short yardage plays from 2019, which was his best season, you know, bar none, up till this past Houston Texans game. And, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get into that. I got my stats right here, you know what I'm saying? So let's go. So first one I got, and these are in no particular order, I just want to mention that. First one I got is a 3rd and 1 situation in 2019 where he gets 23 yards. So solid play. First one out. He said, what you talking about? Short yardage back. What you talking about? All right. So the second one is a 3rd and 2 situation where he got 6 yards. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it. He's getting it done. 4th and 1. He got a 1-yard touchdown. That's a goal line situation. 1-yard touchdown. I likes that. Another 3rd and 1. Goal line situation. 1-yard touchdown. Okay. Another 3rd and 1 situation. 1-yard touchdown. So Christian's like, you know, what's the issue here? You know, and on his stands, they're like, what are we talking about here? Well, here we go. Another 3rd and 1 situation. He gets stuffed for no gain. A 4th and 1 situation. Stuffed for no gain. A 3rd and 1 situation. Stuffed for no gain. A 4th and 1 situation. -1 yards. Stuffed behind the line. A 3rd and 1 situation, -1 yards, stuffed behind the line again. A 4th and 1 situation, -2 yards, stuffed behind the line again. Now, these are all of the plays from the 2019 season that was short yardage. For its total, Christian McCaffrey was 5 of 11. Let me read that again. For its total on the season, Christian McCaffrey was 5 for 11 on crucial short yardage plays. Does that scream money to you? I need to know. Somebody speak up. Speak through this microphone right now. Does that scream money to you? I'm not seeing money here. This is a guy that I can see, okay, he can do some things. He can get it done. Sure. not necessarily get it done consistently, but he has the ability. You know, it's not a crazy thing to give him some of these opportunities, but what he's shown is proven is that 11 opportunities is entirely too much, you know, but let's keep going. So this is from 2020. This is 2020 to 2021 altogether. So there's a 4th-and-2 situation, 7-yard touchdown, a 3rd-and-2 situation, 6 yards, a 3rd-and-1 situation, a 6-yard touchdown, a 4th-and-1 situation, 1 yard. Got that yard, you got that first down. You know, I can dig it. A 3rd-and-1 situation, 2 yards. A 3rd-and-2 situation, 2 yards. Got that thing. And then a 3rd-and-1 situation for -1 yards. So outside of one play from 2020, 2021, Christian McCaffrey was money. The issue is Christian McCaffrey only played about 5.5 games. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a big enough sample size in order to truly get that determination. And like, I know some people probably think, if you lump it all together, what does that look like? If you lump it all together from 2019 to 2021, he was 11 for 18 and 5 touchdowns, which is still not good. It's still not, that don't feel good, you know, because of what he did when he had all of those opportunities in 2019. That's why we're just going to cut 2020 and 2021 out of it. I'm not really going to talk about those, even though his percentages is really good. It wasn't enough of a sample size to really be like, okay, this shows that he's getting better. No, this shows that he hasn't been on the field much because he only has 7 attempts outside of the 11 attempts he had in 1 year alone. He had 7 attempts in 2 years. 6 for 7, great, but 7 attempts in 2 years nonetheless. So we're going to go ahead and cut those out of it because I want to get to my next point. And my next point is comparisons. We are going to talk about how Christian McCaffrey's 2019 season stacked up to his counterparts, you know, the other best backs of the league in 2019. We only are going to talk about this specifically the crucial short yardage back situations, because truthfully and everything else, I think my boy stacks up. You know what I'm saying? I want to make it clear. I want to maintain this is not a Christian McCaffrey diss track. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not out here to talk crazy about him. I love him as a player. I do think that we use him in situations that he doesn't necessarily thrive in, and we could use another guy and be that better of an offense and get him off the field a little bit more. But I digress. Let's go ahead and talk about the comparisons in these crucial short yardage situations with his running back counterparts in 2019 specifically. So the first on my list is Derrick Henry. Big boy, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know who Derrick Henry is, straight out of Alabama by way of Tennessee Titans, you know what I mean? Whatever. Anyways, I understand that Derrick Henry is like, you're talking about two different guys when you talk about Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey. But Derrick Henry has really came on more in the last few years, the last 2 years, than he was in 2019. But like, still a really good back, still way more of a bruiser than Christian. It may not surprise you that on crucial short yardage situations, Derrick Henry was 10 for 12, which is money though. You know what I mean? That's a sweet spot that you're looking for when you're talking about these crucial short yardage situations. You want a guy that's about 10 for 12. You know, you want a guy that is like really, really high up there, really doesn't get stuffed. You know, that's what you want. You know, I was surprised that he only had 12 of those situations. That's only one more than Christian had, but I was surprised. But I had to remember that Derrick Henry hasn't really come on like he has in these since these past two seasons. In 2019, he was a good back, but I don't think anybody was calling him the best back in the league. It was between guys like Christian McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, and Alvin Kamara. So, you know, it was those guys. It wasn't Derrick Henry, but 10 for 12 still gets it done. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Whether he was elite at the time or not, if you will, he got it done. The next guy that we got on our list is Dalvin Cook. Now, this is up Christian McCaffrey's alley. This is essentially the kind of back you know, that Christian McCaffrey can be best compared to as a runner and then, you know, as a pass catcher. But I think, you know, Christian's a little bit better. But that's a different story. So Dalvin Cook, on his crucial short yardage situations, was, drum roll please, 11 for 13. Another money statistic, another sweet spot for your workhorse back. This is the type of percentage that you want him to be at. You know, this is the guy who's more than likely gonna get it. You know, not the guy where it's a toss-up. 5 of 11 is a toss-up. That's under 50%. I mean, yeah. You know, I had to question my math for a second. That's under 50%. You do not want a guy that's even anywhere near that. You're talking about a guy, you want a guy that's at least 80% clip or above, but really you want a guy that's like closer to 85 plus 90% clip from these things. Cause they're such crucial situations. You don't want a guy that's likely to not get it for you. You know what I mean? But let's move on. The next guy we got on our list is Ezekiel Elliott. What was Zeke in crucial yard situations in 2019? 16 for 20. Solid clip, you know. He had a few less, sure, but he had way more attempts than all of these guys, and he was getting it done. And that's the type of production that you want to see. Let's keep moving. Next we got on our list is Chris Carson, Seattle Seahawks, if some of you guys don't know. Really talented back. 19 for 26. Had even more. Did, you know, not get it more, but, hey, I'm taking this percentage. I'm taking 19 for 26. You know, I will live with that over 5 of 11 for sure. They gave you way more opportunities. That's a lot of wear and tear. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear. But getting it done. I even had to throw in Lamar Jackson. Do you know what Lamar Jackson, what his percentage was? Well, I guess, you know, his fraction, if you will. What that was on crucial short yardage situations in 2019. 13 for 14. Even Lamar gets it done. Lamar gets it done in a lot different of a way because he's a running back. But this is nonetheless, when you look at this stat, you look at a guy that, like, if I call on you, you're money. You are money. I need you to be money however you get it done. I put Lamar Jackson in there because I thought, and I was like, should I add him? And I was like, sure, because I would add Cam. Cam in his prime was money in short yardage situations. You seen a 3rd and 1, you seen a 4th and 1, you seen a 3rd and 2, you see a 4th and 2, you see anything in goal, and you are trusting that damn quarterback power, quarterback draw, quarterback lead, quarterback whatever type of run you want to see, quarterback boot, you know what I'm saying, if you will. Cam was going to get it done. It doesn't matter if you're a running back. It doesn't matter if you're a quarterback. Hell, I don't really care if you're a tight end or a receiver. If I call on you, I need to know that you're going to get those, or it's no point in me calling on you. I should probably call somebody else. Now, I'm going to go ahead and move on. You know what I mean? Oh, no. Before I move on, I did want to say that there was another guy comparison, Nick Chubb, who was 7 for 16 in these situations. So Christian's not alone. This does not mean that this is still good. 7 for 16 is just as bad as 5 of fucking, it's just as bad as 5 of damn 11. You know, like, that's not something you want to see, but this ain't a Cleveland Browns podcast. This is a Carolina Panthers podcast, so we shall move on. Now, one thing I did want to note before we completely move on is that Christian did have success in short yardage pass, like a very high success. Now, I understand that these can't be used all the time, but 4 for 4 is money. 4 for 4 is money. You know, I think you can stand doing that at least 3 or 4 more times a year in those situations. And he could probably get you 7 for 7, 8 for 8. You know what I mean? Like, short yardage pass is something that we should consider, you know, moving forward with CMC, because it's obvious that he's more money in that than he is when you're trying to ask him to run. You know, he's just not stacking up. But I digress. Let's move on. I want to go ahead and get into my conclusions and give y'all some final thoughts. So what I gained from all of this is that CMC is taking an extra beating for plays in which he's having limited success. Now you tell me, does that sound like it's worth it? You know, we already know that running backs have short shelf lives. You know, that's not what we're talking about here, but we do know this. You know what I mean? So if I'm telling you that this with this workhorse, short yardage back. He's taking all of this beat and running between these tackles and giving all this push and running directly into contact. And he's having limited success. So is this worth it? You have to question if this is worth it. And I personally don't believe that it is. I personally believe that we could very much go ahead and get a different guy who can really be great in the short yardage back, as a short yardage back, and take some of the pressure off of CMC. Now, another thing that I wanted to speak on was the fact that the coaching staff, you know, and it's just not Matt Rhule. It was also with Ron and company, you know, in 2019, because that was his year. Their excuse for keeping CMC on the field, 90% of, you know, not even 90, we're talking about like 99%, 95 plus percent of the plays, they choose to keep him on the field because he can quote unquote do anything. Well, I'm seeing a situation where he's actually not that great at. I'm seeing a situation where you can get him off a few snaps here and there off the field a game and allow another guy to come in and get this done. And you can spare Christian McCaffrey a few plays and a few hits in the process on what is a long season. What Christian McCaffrey is learning is a very long-ass season. You know what I mean? But, yes, you can definitely have a guy who can come in and do that. Not saying that it has to be exactly like this because I didn't love it, but his rookie year when he was running with Jay Stew, that was a combination that was, like, good. Jay Stew was the short yardage, you know, go churn and get the yards kind of guy. And then they had Christian in there doing a lot of the in-space work. I think you could lean on Christian a little bit more than they did in his rookie year in 2017. But nonetheless, I think you can learn something from that. And like, allow, you know, this running back group to be a tandem, if you will, more so than Christian and anybody else. And really, it's Christian and whoever would back up Christian if Christian ever went down. That's like, that's really what it is. And I just don't think that that's right at all. You know what I mean? So that's my point on that. I also wanted to say this shows an obvious need for a bruising short yardage back. If you didn't know, you know, if I did all that, you still don't know, you know, man, if we could have seen CMC with a prime Cam Newton, because you talk about a short yardage back who gets it done. I mean, Cam is the ultimate guy, like I said earlier. And he's like, you pair that with CMC, and maybe you could just play CMC all day, because anytime you need a short yardage play, you knew who you could hit up, you know. But it is what it is. You know, we've moved on. We moved on from that. So, yeah, shout out to Cam, man. We love you forever, dog. You know. So, I just wanted to talk about that for a little while and how I don't believe that Christian McCaffrey should be used in this way, because he's not the greatest at it. And in turn, it could, like, take a lot of that running back beating that he gets off of him. You know, I don't want to see Christian McCaffrey with the shelf life of a lot of these guys. You know, hot take, but I kind of feel like Zeke is nearing the end of his run. And it has a lot to do with the amount of running and the amount of punishment that he's taking on his body. And I can argue that Christian is taking that same amount of punishment, and he's a whole different kind of back, you know, but he runs as much as, you know, Zeke runs, not as much as Zeke runs, but like, he's up there. He can compete with the amount that Zeke runs. And I don't even think he needs to be used that way, because he's so great as a pass catcher that you shouldn't even be running him, you know, all of these churn yards. Oh, go give me 4 yards. Like, I don't believe that you have to play him like that. I think that you can use him way less and give him a season. I mean, give him a career that's a lot similar to a guy like Darren Sproles, you know. At least, I mean, definitely you want him to be way more impactful than a Sproles was, but Sproles was allowed to play deep into his career. You're talking about 10 plus seasons. He was allowed to play mainly off the strength of the fact that he was never used as a franchise running back, you know, if you will. He was never used in that light. He was always used with other guys, and it allowed him to be, you know, to play a long career with a lot of history. You're talking about this guy who has a lot of history on the Chargers. He's got a lot of history on the Eagles, and he's got a lot of history on the Saints. Like, all of those, you know, different teams, all those different eras, if you will, you know, he was allowed to be there for all of that and play at a high level for all of that. you know, because he was never used as a workhorse back, you know. He's a smaller guy, so it made more sense. And like, we can say or pretend, oh, Christian's Jack, Christian Dizzy's that. He ain't no damn Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? He ain't no damn Zeke. He ain't these guys. You know, so it's something that you really need to think about. Like if y'all love Christian, like y'all say y'all love Christian, do you want Christian to play for the next 3 or 4 years? Or would you like to see him play for the next 6, 7, 8 years? You know, because it's very well doable, but we got to start thinking about, you know, where does this go from here? And is it worth it? He's not even playing full seasons now. You know what I mean? Like, is keeping up and doing this worth it? I think it's something that our coaching staff really needs to reflect on in these few weeks that he's out, and you know, try to make adjustments and go and, you know, have a talk with him and just, you know, get him on board so we can be a better team moving forward. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. You know, it's Kale, Non-Lies Panthers podcast, where we don't die because we too busy giving y'all this work. See y'all next time, man.
Hey, we really appreciate y'all for tuning in. You already know what time it is.
Nah, nah. Welcome to the podcast. We gon' keep on pounding, juke them out his cleats, boy, I'm too fast. Get the field, no, we gon' spaz. CMC gon' run it back. Defense out here going crazy. Super Bowl, we want it back. Pause up. It's only us, at the top. It's time to rock, no, we won't stop. Open it up, I need that block. I got Key with me, Cole with me, Hurts with me, Kill with me. Big Cat ain't gon' know where you gotta deal with me. Carolina, 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 Carolina.